This past 24 hours is a time frame I would not wish on my worst enemy. I wouldn't even wish it on Obama, yo mama. I'm not going to elaborate on it, but I'm lucky to be here tonight. Not feeling particularly well. Had a long talk with my friend, Brother Bill. He seems to think I may have some spleen damage, and I'm going to have to go get it taken a look at a little bit later tonight. Possibly spoke with my, my medical counselor, my so-called MD, and he suggests I lie down on the floor and do a particular issue, and if it causes me some extensive pain, then he wants me to go to the emergency tonight. But let's face it, I can't spend a night without sharing some commentary with you folks. So I'm glad to be here. Welcome to another hour of life, liberty, and all that jazz. I'm your host and commentator for the hour, Jeffrey Bennett. You're listening to our program live this evening on this 19th day of January 2011, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Some really exceptionally good news on several fronts came out today. First and foremost, our elected Congresswoman, Ms. Giffords, is being let out of the Tucson hospital on Friday, less than 2 weeks after she was shot in the head. Now, she, however, is going to be moving to a rehabilitation institute. I believe it is somewhere in Houston. So I think the progress of this woman is simply marvelous. To me, she's a young woman, and I wish her all the best, because by all rights, as far as elected officials go, she seems to be a pretty neat person. Secondly, if you recall, several evenings ago, it might have been last week, it might have been Monday, I've lost track, we shared with you a commentary by a rabbi ragging on the fact that every time something happens, that certain groups of people seem to think it's all about the Jews. Well, unfortunately, we have a representative out of Tennessee that is trying to turn the Obamacare issue into the usual garbage. So stay with us as we'll be discussing that issue amongst others this evening as we come back after the break. Stay with us.
There ain't nothing I can do or nothing I can say.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
This is an important message from hempusa.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, 1 heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
I'll tell you what, that sure hits it. We've been working all day. We's as tired as we can be. I'm looking at this picture on the web of Obama. His head looks like he's been photoshopped. Nice looking little James Bond tuxedo. Mr. Hu Wang Chung, or whatever his name is in the middle. And Obama's wife, who is wearing probably, I hate to say it, the best looking dress that thing has ever worn. Of course, it's blood communist red, but what can I tell you? And the headline, I love it, a jazzy all-American state dinner for China's who. Yeah, well, I want to know who's on first and what's on second. And whatever's, never mind, who cares? Let's take a fast look at some things. Market reports, just so that those of you who absolutely cannot live without them can get them right here. Stocks took a tumble today. Yeah, I love these headlines. Stocks took the biggest tumble since November. Whoopee-doo. Let's see. The Dow Jones Industrial was down 12.64, ending their day at 11,825.29. NASDAQ was down 1.4 at 27.25. And the S&P 500 was down a whopping 1% at 1,281.92. Biggest tumble since November. That's a tumble? That's not even a sneeze, people. Absolutely ridiculous. A couple of polls out there, kind of interesting. NBC Wall Street Journal poll says Obama is bouncing back. The president's approval rating is surges above 50%, but challenges remain. Now you go down here and look at another poll. It says the public is now split on health care bill repeal. What a joke. Oh, that's right, the medals. You guys tune in just to get the medals report. Well, it's interesting. Pretty much takes us back to where we were just about 24 hours ago or thereabouts. Rhodium, even at $2,380 an ounce. That just doesn't seem to move more than a couple times a month. Palladium off a dollar in the aftermarket at $811. That's $811. Platinum down $2 at $1,831. Silver down 2 cents at $28.75. And, of course, that's in the aftermarket. In the overall scheme of things, silver dropped, you know, somewhat throughout the course of the day. Gold, currently at $1,369.70. And for those of you who were unable to hear our Chapman special for the week, it is posted on the website. Now, I want to take just a moment and discuss a couple of issues with you regarding the website. There are a good number of you listeners who continue to send your emails to whatever it is, the order desk or orders at republictradinggroup.net. Those don't come to me. They have to be forwarded to me. Please go to the website, republictradinggroupinternational.com. And three boxes down on the right-hand side, ooh, hello there, mama. Very nice American Chinese girl. And Jackie Chan, he that too. Oh, that's Michelle Kwan. Whoa, far out, baby.
And you talk about playing politically incorrect games. They're bringing all these Asian actors and actresses, Vera Wang, to the White House to... So the shape of your eyes is a similarity, so you invite a bunch of people there. Just get out of here. What a joke. What an absolute joke. Henry Kissinger is also at the White House tonight. Anyway, when you go to RepublicTradingGroupInternational.com, you scroll down to contact us. It's real simple. It's got our name and our address and all that good stuff. And in order to get an email through to us, all you got to do is click on the email that's at the bottom of the box. You don't even have to type it in. Click on it. It'll get you right here to my desk. Anyway, thanks for that. And, of course, Jerry, you know darn well I'm sending that message out for you tonight. Before the break, we talked about this letter that we shared with you late last week or early this week about, and it was in discussion about the Gifford shooting down in Tucson. And all of a sudden, a whole bunch of people start screaming anti-Semitic, this and that, and the rabbi comes out and says, "What is it with you people? Y'all always think it's got to do with the Jews." And then I start looking at headlines today. I don't know where I want to go. No, I don't feel all that well. I don't particularly feel like putting a program together. And a series of things began to crop up, most of which had to do with this repeal of the health care issue. So apparently this Representative Steve Cohen, now that's no relation to George M. Cohan, who was Irish. This is the other spelling, C-O-H-E-N. In other words, he's not a Southern Baptist, okay? Representative Cohen is likened to Republican critics of Obamacare to the Nazis and the propaganda minister Joseph Goebbels and Nazis in the House floor debate last night. He claimed that describing the health care law signed last year as a government takeover of the health care system, as many Republicans have said, is a big lie in the style of the Nazis. He goes on to say, they say it's a government takeover of healthcare, a big lie, just like Goebbels. You say it enough, you repeat the lie, you repeat the lie, you repeat the lie, and eventually everybody believes it. Like blood libel. That's the same kind of thing. This guy is an idiot. He comes out and says, the Germans said enough about the Jews and the people believed it, and now you had the Holocaust. You tell a lie over and over again, and we've heard it on this floor, government takeover of health care. Well, what would he call it? Just what would he call it? Let me see. They're hiring 16,500 new IRS agents to help enforce the new health care laws. In other words, if we decide not to sign on the dotted line, then we will be subject to a big fat fine. And, of course, these 16,500 special IRS agents that are being hired, you know, kind of like the SS, will have a particular job, and that's to ensure that they put the tap on our checking and savings accounts and our retirement funds to get the proper amount of shekels, so to speak. Now, according, by the way, going back to the blood libel commentary that this jerk had to make, because, you know, it's so relatively fresh in everyone's minds after the speech given by Sarah Palin, but then even well-known Jews like Alan Dershowitz came out and said that she didn't say anything wrong and she used the words in the proper context of the meaning. But just so that you understand, the blood libel, according to the Encyclopedia Britannica, is, quote, the superstitious accusations that Jews ritually sacrifice Christian children at Passover to obtain blood for unleavened bread. You know, why is it that this crap even has to be brought up? This is why. And Mike, if you're listening to this carefully, I have a piece of equipment sitting down there at the network that is so imperative that I be able to get installed and we get coordinated so that we can begin to use it. Because number one, it would allow me to play sound bites from right here in my studio. Now, my studio is not down at the offices of RBN. My studio is in my offices in Arizona. And it allows me to share these kind of things. But when I start talking about this character, Representative Cohen, and oh my God, it's the lies like the Nazis and Ivey, I want to play the violin music from Schindler's List. You know, you got to have a little bit of that Wailing Wall music going for guys like this. The crazy thing is not every Jew I've ever met in my lifetime will stoop to this kind of level. Now, here's what happens today. The House of Representatives goes into confab, and with a, what has it been, a one-week delay, they wind up casting their vote on repeal of Obamacare. Now, I got to find my notes here. I got notes all over my desk right now. The vote was cast. The outcome of that vote, now we know in the House of Representatives, that's probably the Senate's going to fight it because we're still dealing with Harry Reid. Of course, Harry Reid doesn't have Nancy Pelosi, the one with the bigger pair, to stand by him any longer, at least not in the capacity that she was in up until several weeks ago. Here's the interesting thing. The vote to repeal Obamacare was overwhelmingly bigger than the vote that signed Obamacare into being just months ago. Now that is interesting. The final vote, 245 to 189. That's a sizable difference. And yet, we're told in headlines that, well, you know, the public's really beginning to soften their opinion of the overthrow of Obamacare. Who's zooming who here? The House has voted to repeal the one-year-old health care law. All they've been doing is taking money from us. Nothing's really begun to change yet. And then you get this jerk that's trying to bring up the whole Holocaust garbage. Let me tell you this one. You take a look at that vote that I just shared with you. More than half of the states, 27 out of the 50 states in this disunion, are now challenging the constitutionality of Obamacare in federal court. Six additional states, Iowa, Kansas, Maine, Ohio, Wisconsin, Wyoming, have petitioned in federal court yesterday to join Florida's lawsuit challenging the constitutionality of the health care law that Obama signed last March. 19 states had previously joined with Florida in the suit, making the total number of states that are now a party to the suit at 26, in addition to Florida. That's 27. Now, Virginia has filed its own lawsuit against...
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-400-8475. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
And that's the emphasis, and our senators, if they would just get off their butts and tackle this issue once and for all, along with the Supreme Court, who has a responsibility to this nation, to force the issuance or the lawsuits to proceed on Obama's eligibility, his place of birth, his parental background, etc., etc. If all of that could be proven that he's not eligible, then everything that he has signed into executive order, presidential directive, or law would or should be null and void. No guarantee that's going to happen. I like this one. We spoke recently about Jerry Brown taking over the reins again as governor of California. Now, keep in mind, a lot of the problems California faces today was because of a very young Jerry Brown as governor many years ago. His policies that led to much of the problems that not all, but a good percentage of the problems that exist in California today, comes back in, takes over as the newly elected governor. First thing he does is he basically demands that all the 48,000 cell phones that public employees, state of California employees, are using and abusing and misusing need to be turned in. Now, I'm sure that there's going to be some lawsuits over canceled contracts and all sorts of stuff, but who knows? You know, with 48,000, California could probably have their own network, as it were. Now, on top of all of that, we find out that government charge cards have been used to buy Girls Gone Wild videos. A $13,000 steak dinner. A $13,000 steak dinner? And let's not forget that some of those government charge cards were used to purchase New Orleans Saints season tickets. We wonder why we are in such economic straits in this nation today. A $13,000 taxpayer-funded steakhouse dinner. Well, some of these guys have used internet dating services, purchases of erotica products, 5 season tickets to the New Orleans Saints. I bet that was done after they won the Super Bowl. All this was included in a PowerPoint presentation by Cindy Barnes with the Forensic Audits and Special Investigators team. Presentation was called Purchase Cards, Audits, and Investigation. Some of the other findings listed in another government study of the purchase cards. 41% of all federal purchase card transactions from July 1 of 05 through June 30th of 06 failed basic control checks. The presentation included case studies where a U.S. Postal Service employee spent $1,100 on internet dating services over a 15-month period. And, of course, then there's the $13,000 bill for dinner and alcohol for 81 people at Ruth Chris Steakhouse. $13,000. Now, I don't know about you folks, but I have never eaten a meal anywhere, not even in Tokyo, Japan, eating the real deal. Kobe beef. That works out to be $160 per meal or per person. That is insane. Absolutely insane. Is that all? Heck, that's not all that much. 13,000 divided by 81. $160.49, which may or may not include tip. They were buying erotica products, condoms to go in Pleasure Zone, Girls Gone Wild videos, a one-week Caribbean vacation on a Vacation Express, five-season football tickets to the New Orleans Saints. It goes on and on and on. Additional federal debt card used, $600 at a Texas gentleman's club. That's what they used to call a T-shake bar. $3,700 worth of purchases at a jewelry store. $400 at a massage parlor. $450 for an arm tattoo. You're paying for all of this. General Accounting Services Administration has been contracting the charge card services since 1984. According to the training presentation, the federal purchase card program budget grew to just under $1 billion in 1994 and went in excess of $19 billion in 2009. Every single one of the employees involved should be instantly terminated and should be required for full compensation back to the taxpayer, along with interest and penalties. Hey, I'd like to go for a little incarceration, Jack. Now they'd all go to Club Fed. And so we got a federal government trying to tell us how to spend money. They want to spend it for us. Jeez, I wouldn't mind going out and having a nice $160 dinner at Ruth's Chris. Except that I don't eat much steak anymore. As a matter of fact, it may be that steak that I had last week that's caused me the problems I'm having today. I don't know. It's pretty unbelievable, my friends. This is what we're paying for in this nation today. It's absolutely appalling. Oh, China is going to purchase $458 billion in U.S. exports. Drop in the bucket. Stay with us. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Just get ready to be right up the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a bitter bat that goes with a happy tune is your step? Life can be so divine right up the sunny.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days, 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ramsey Lewis coming out of the break. We've spent a good portion of this first half hour or so talking about all the latest information as relates to this attempt to repeal Obamacare. I want to make this this last comment about it, and we actually have a caller I'm going to take in just a moment. Posted very early this morning, 200 economists have asked lawmakers to repeal Obamacare. In their petition, it stated to promote job growth and help to restore the federal government to fiscal balance. We, the undersigned, feel it would be beneficial to repeal and replace the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act. This was a letter that was sent to Congress. Too many Americans, the letter continued, remain unemployed. And the United States faces a daunting budgetary outlook. We believe the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act is a threat to U.S. businesses and will place a crushing debt burden on future generations of America. Pretty interesting commentary. It's kind of the things that we discussed at length when all of this was in the heated throes of debate. If you recall, it was just barely over a year and a half ago when so many of our, quote, elected officials or erected officials went home to town hall meetings that were not particularly pleasant. I watched some of them. I actually carried Barney Frank's town hall meeting on my then early evening program in its entirety. I was given a message a few minutes ago that there is a breaking news story that is cropped up. I'm not sure what it's all about, but our good friend and listener Tom is on the line with us. Tom, how are you this evening?
Oh, I'm doing a little better than you, brother, for a change. I'm sorry you're in pain.
It's not one of those pain things like it's jabbing. It's just discomforting, and not knowing what it is, of course, doesn't help. So I've got a quick test to do after I get off the air, and depending upon the results of that test, make a determination whether I take myself to the emergency room or not. Let's hope not.
Well, the issue that I wanted to bring up and the urgency for this issue was that this is... do you believe the other side is listening to us right now?
Of course. Hi, guys.
Hi, guys. I'm about to, pull aside the curtain and show everybody how small the little Oz man is, okay?
Please do.
This is going to be just as interesting as discovering the fraud in the Fed, all right? And I would like to give this as a tribute to my mentor, Eustace Mullins.
Absolutely.
Good man. All right, listen to me. I know you understand a lot of different things in depth, and you're going to help me because you are far more articulate than I am. You're going to help me get through this. We are going to paint a picture, Jeff, that is so clear and so concise, okay, based upon strong scientific facts. okay? Right in your face, where we nobody has connected the dots before, okay?
Go and for it.
It's going to be wonderful, okay? Now, first, let me ask you something. Are you aware of Esther Lung technology, the work of Esther Lung and HARP technology?
Yes, I am.
Okay, folks, basically HARP. Do you know what HARP was before it was designated HARP?
Doesn't ring an instant bell, so please
okay,
enlighten me.
It was the ARCO project.
Oh,
the reason it was designated the ARCO project was because of its main finance source, which was Atlantic Richfield Oil. Okay?
I picked up on that the second you said ARCO. Go
yeah,
ahead.
I figured you would. You're a bright man. I really appreciate the information you put out. You know, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours, and here we go. You ready?
You got it.
Here's my question to you, people out there. Why would an oil company fund a frequency program to heat the ionosphere?
Why would an oil company provide, in essence, the impetus to heat the atmosphere?
Yeah. Well, you know what? Basically, there's more to HARP than you would know. They found that they could do ground imaging using HARP, okay? They found that they could find oil with HARP. Now, if you understand Esther Lung technology, when they first used the waves frequency, they bounced it into the magma, which is the center, the core of the Earth. Okay? When the Russians did it, they changed the magnetic North Pole. In other words, they created a wobble. Okay? When they created this wobble, the tensile strength or the facial or the facade, the upper layers of the tectonic plates in this entire planet shifted. Now that they fine-tuned this situation, okay? They found something that they had a benefit that they didn't even know about at first, but now they have fine-tuned it. You know, everybody's already knows about that they can cause an earthquake with HARP. Okay?
Yes.
But they don't know why they can cause an earthquake with HARP. Some people do know that why, but they didn't know the residual effect. Are you ready, Jeff?
Yes,
when they shift the tectonic plates of the Earth, okay, it forces the oil into existing caverns and holes. They are effectively creating frequency fracking. Instead of going through the costly pumping of water and all kinds of things to create that, all they basically have to do is shift the plates, and the oil will find the path of the least resistance, which they already have the holes drilled. Now, what's the downside of this is it causes earthquakes, okay, on the surface. How many earthquakes have we had in January?
I don't know. It's one of those areas that I can't keep track of everything, and it's areas outside of my arena.
I understand that, and believe me, I don't begrudge you for not following this, because this connects all the dots, because when you start realizing that all of these earthquakes are caused because of subterranean movement, and who is causing the subterranean movement? The people who are beaming frequency into the center magma. Okay? How do you like that?
It's interesting stuff. It's, you know, when we get into science issues, as a result, science issues have, I was never particularly good at science-related projects in school, other than I was very good at dissecting frogs and earthworms. For those of you who are old enough to remember doing that kind of stuff.
Well, they wouldn't do that anymore.
No, I'm sure they don't. It's politically incorrect. We might be hurting the poor earthworms, you know.
Yeah, I hear you.
It's not one of those areas
those garden grubs that have more roots than we do.
Exactly. It's just not one of those areas that I was, you know, particularly good at, and so I just never really spent a lot of time on the science issues. But what is interesting with what you're bringing up is it continues to show the tie that binds economically. Now, I may have understood something you said earlier on. You talked about their ability to, if I remember correctly, the term you used, but it basically to heat up the atmosphere.
Yeah.
If that, in fact, is taking place, does this not create this thing that the science community likes to refer to as global warming? That's number one. And number two, it makes you wonder how many fingers in the pot of the so-called green movement that ARCO may have. Because believe me, they're not going to do one thing unless they can benefit on the other end as well.
Well, there is a benefit.
Am I off track with this at all or what?
No, you're pretty much on track, but there is a benefit to the heating of the ionosphere. We are actually, whenever I listen to that idiot Al Gore talk about global warming, right? They're mm-hmm. heating the ionosphere to stave off an oncoming ice age. How do you like that? Every time they say global warming, I go out and buy more thermal underwear.
Mm.
They lie about everything. Why would they tell you the truth about that?
Absolutely. It's simply appalling to me.
Well, but I'm just a nuts and bolts type guy. I'm not a scientist or anything, but I do come across very, very good information, you know, on good authority, and I figured I would break it on this network first because I have a funny feeling guys like Lindsey Williams will be talking about this Monday.
Well, we'll see what happens. Lindsey does a good job talking about a lot of things, and some of it I go along with, and some of it is stuff that he's frankly not changed his tune with for 5 years. I could pull out a program of his from 5-6 years ago and stick it on here, and everybody would think it's fresh, you know.
Well, the bottom line here is people are so razzle dazzled with the smoke and the mirrors of every day. You could tell them the same joke tomorrow; they wouldn't know the difference.
Oh, you're absolutely right, absolutely correct.
You got to understand, say it's something that the mainstream media can put a new car smell on a pile of feces. You know, they get you so confused that you don't know up from down.
Well, you know, it's not difficult to confuse the American public. Number one, they are confused. You know, I talked about this last night, and I don't have the information in front of me, but there is a Chinese-American woman who has raised her children quite sternly.
Uh-huh.
And she's written a book about it. And, you know, most of the people that are raking her over the coals, calling her a child abuser and, you know, this just outrageous witch and bitch and every other name in the book they've called her. You know, there's a big difference with the way we raise our kids in this country today. We don't seem to emphasize real education. We don't emphasize anything that's going to improve our minds, our bodies, our ability to think freely. And of course, they're raking this gal over the coals. And yet I've watched the interviews with their kids. These are exceptionally well-rounded kids. The woman does admit she'd go back. There's some things she might have done a little bit differently and maybe not have been as harsh. But it set these kids on a path for absolute success, no matter what they choose to do in their life. Where do we in this country take our children down a path to absolute success? Where do we take our children to think for themselves instead of following the status quo? And that is part of the problem. Yeah, you can bamboozle the American public very easily.
You've got to look at your leadership. I mean, can you imagine that nitwit in the White House is going to be talking to the number one guy in China? He's probably going to say, excuse me, hi, I'm glad you're here. Can you make sure tomorrow I don't have any more starch in my collar?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
He's a primate. And
I think I commented last night that they'll probably be serving barbecued Peking duck. That way everybody's satisfied tonight.
No, maybe they'll have filleted Henry Kissinger.
Mr. President, I just want to...
Bucket to bucket. You know, here's an interesting situation. Jeff, since 2009, December 12th, we haven't seen a live Henry Kissinger anywhere. We've gotten reports he was here and there. Not a live photograph.
Nothing.
Voice print or anything from him.
Absolutely.
And they
nothing.
Got this big thing down in Mexico about human population control, and that's his baby. He's not even there.
Oh, boy.
No. I guess they didn't like the gold bars. They didn't like the plating on the gold bars. They have a very, very small sense of humor.
You know, it's funny with that whole thing began to come out about the phony gold bars or so a year and a half ago. And what's interesting, and I've not really shared this with the audience, I have been aware for a good number of years the number of counterfeit American coins that have been coming out of China.
Oh yeah.
And as a matter of fact, to the point that they actually were counterfeiting old Morgan dollars. I have a very good friend of mine who's probably listening here tonight, who lives in Pennsylvania, and he actually had purchased some of those things on eBay, not realizing what they were. He sent them out to me to take a look at them, and the minute you picked it up, you knew it was junk.
Well, the weight difference was different, eh?
The weight difference was actually pretty close, but it's the sound. It doesn't ring like a silver
coin. The touch and the bang when you dropped it, huh?
Absolutely. And so there was something that just isn't right. But so they were producing those. Then they began to... And, of course, the dyes that they make, you know, create this ancient, this antique look to the coins, and everybody mm-hmm. thinks they're legitimate. Then they began to produce counterfeit U.S. $20 St. Gaudens and Liberty gold coins. Mm-hmm. What got even worse is when they began and they determined how they could actually reproduce PCGS and NGC holders with the holograms and the embedded certification. And it's another one of the reasons
I learned from the Russians. When the Russians first came out with cubic zirconiums, the only way you could tell that they were real was by putting a crown gauge on it and weighing them.
Yes.
Then, when everybody said got wise to what the Russians first did, they brought them in, and they put them in settings, and they put them in hawk shops all over the United States, and they stuck all of these pawnbrokers, right? That the amount, they were actually still making a profit when they got a loan, you know? What is that, 5 cents on a dollar? And they were still making a profit.
Oh,
and
sure.
The Russians got smart, and they started creating the diamonds with flaws in them. Because the ones that they were sending were too clean. They were coming up as flawless diamonds.
Absolutely.
And then they said, okay, now, you know, put a feather in it, you know, put an imperfection here or there, and... It made it even harder. The only way that you could possibly assay that would be to pull it out of the setting and weigh it, because for the dimension, it has to weigh a certain amount.
Correct.
Even in your business, when they do an assay, I mean, when you actually have suspicion that something has to be assayed. The dimension of the bar or of the coin, you're going to know what the weight is going to be. Okay?
Absolutely. No, you're right. You're right. Listen, I'm going to let you go. I thank you for your call, your information. I've got to go to a break here in a second, and while it's happening, I've got to run down the hall of the library.
Feel better, brother.
Stay in touch, Tom. I've got your email. Thanks a lot, brother.
Thank you so much, sir.
All right. Bye-bye. Tom, with some interesting thoughts to, you know, and you may agree, you may disagree, you may say Tom's a kook. I don't. There's so many things outside of our abilities to understand who's controlling what and what their reasons are. And most of it certainly is economic. There's no two ways about it. I got to tell you, folks, we're in some real interesting, strange times. You got some tunes cranking up for me, buddy? Let's do it. I'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Oh, the lovely Ella Fitzgerald. God, she is missed, but thank God there's much of her music around to enjoy. As I mentioned early on in this program, I just did not have it in me to, for those of you who, you know, visit the website every day, it was not until sometime this afternoon that I even had up-to-date headlines and stuff up on the site. I went down to the club last night and had dinner. This guy is just an amazing chef. I love his food, but I just find I could not eat last night. I ate only because I had to have sustenance, but I was feeling uncomfortable. And I came home and I went to sleep. I had a rough night last night, but I just could not do the updates last night. Finally got around to it early this afternoon after a number of things I had to do. And so, you know, we certainly invite you, stay tuned on RepublicTradingGroupInternational.com. Enjoy the occasional cartoons we post. Certainly enjoy the videos. It's outside the realm of what many of you are into, but I continue to get emails about people really enjoying what we're putting up there. We're trying to give you a real wide range of different things. Marvelous piece Stan Getz today, Dessa Finato and Girl from Ipanema. Marvelous. It was a live performance done at a club, even filmed in color. Whoop-de-doo. Interesting column heading, and it's the one I chose to post first. The more Americans that go on food stamps, the more money J.P. Morgan makes. That's Chase Bank. Unbelievable. Another column, brace for a perfect storm in gold. Just now, while we're on the air, I took an order for 10 ounces of gold American Eagles via email. And look, I got that ability to do that. Even while I'm on the air, I've got emails going on constantly. And if you want to take advantage of this week's Chapman special, certainly visit the website, RepublicTradingGroupInternational.com. Click on this week's treasure hunt. It spells it out. It breaks it down. It continues to move up and down a little bit. So to get the latest exact pricing, you can shoot me a quick email or give me a call at 800-691-7898. I will know within probably 20, 30 minutes whether I'm going to be home sleeping tonight or if I'm going to be sleeping elsewhere. And I'm not talking about with women. I'm talking about my own bed or the hospital bed. Been a strange week. And it ain't over yet. But I do thank each and every one of you for sharing your valuable time with us tonight. It went in directions that were not intended, but then I came into this program tonight with no direction intended. So what in the heck? You know, it's just that's life. It happens once in a while. And most of you know I normally come to the microphone ready, set to go for a solid hour or an hour of some serious things to think about. And whether it's economic, whether it's health, whether it's politics, the healthcare issue, my friends, is one that still angers me, absolutely angers me, the way it was shoved down our, up our, in our, well, you get the idea. You folks take care of yourselves. We'll hopefully talk with you again tomorrow day, all right? Without apology, I am Jeffrey Benton.
And all that jazz. You have got the lips that suit my taste, and your fingertips, they cannot be replaced. Oh, baby, what you got, nobody has. And I got you. And all that jazz.
The next round of the worst. The next.